Chief Librarian Julie Spurrell is about to embark on the next chapter of her life after a 17-year career with the New Westminster Public Library, and an even longer career in libraries. Mayor Jonathan Coate recently acknowledged Spurrell's tremendous career with the City of New Westminster. "Your passion toward library services has come through," he said. "It's been a really exciting time for the library. During your time, we have seen an expansion into Queensborough with a new office in Queensborough. We have seen a major renovation of our main branch in Uptown. More recently, we have seen our new strategic plan for the library adopted. It certainly has been an important time. I'd say our library is one of our treasures and most important resources in the community. I really appreciate all the work you have done in our community to help lead our library, particularly during this very difficult period this past year." The Record recently checked in with Spurrell about her career and retirement plans. Although Spurrell is leaving the library, she will continue to call New West home when she's not pursuing her retirement dreams. "When are you retiring? Why now? My last day of work will be Friday, August 20th. I have a major birthday this year, and it has always been my hope to be able to retire this year. I've been working in libraries for over 35 years, and while I love every minute of my work, I'd also like the chance to do other things now. What are your retirement plans?" "I have so many things I hope to do. I plan to travel and spend more time in Tofino, my favorite place in the world. I can hardly wait to be able to spend more time with friends and family. I have so much reading to catch up on. Librarians always have a very long reading list, and I'm no different. I'm also looking forward to learning a lot of new things. I spend a lot of time learning library things, but now I want to branch out. I might even go back to school in the next few years. When I was young, I also studied piano quite seriously, and I hope to be able to put a lot of time into practicing and maybe regaining some of the skills I used to have. And of course, I'm looking forward to being a library customer now. How do you like living in New West? I moved to New Westminster in 2004 when I started my job here, and I love living here. I love living on the river, all the independent shops and restaurants, the wonderful parks, and the strong sense of community. People are so friendly, and even though we are very close to larger cities, New West feels more close-knit, more connected. I've been lucky to live in many cities, and New West is one of my favorites. Now, if only we could heat the steep hills in winter so they don't ice up. You received a master's degree in library science at UBC. What was it about library work that appealed to you?" "I've always loved libraries. I was a volunteer in my elementary school and high school libraries, and a constant user throughout my teens and twenties. Once I finished my undergraduate degree at SFUI, I started considering what career path to take. I finally realized the answer was there all along. Being a librarian offered me the chance to do work I loved, and to help make communities better places to live. You've worked in libraries in other communities before coming to New West. What has your experience been like in New Westminster?" "I have been so lucky to work at some of the best libraries in the province, large and small. New West Library is a very special place, though, and my experiences here have been wonderful. I've had the opportunity to do so many interesting things, work with so many staff both in the library and across the city, and with so many organizations in our community. I've enjoyed every day of it, and count myself very fortunate to have been given this opportunity. Any particular highlights during your time in New West?" "There have been so many. I've loved all the building projects we've done, such as creating the Queensborough branch and doing large and small renovations at the Uptown branch. It's been wonderful to create such a robust public technology program, and to have it be used by so many residents. I've loved working with so many dedicated residents who served on the library board. What an amazing group of people they are. Working with so many wonderful library staff has been such a pleasure. Our staff are amazing, and their commitment to the community and to providing the very best service is awe-inspiring. I am inspired by them each and every day. I've also had lots of lighter experiences during my time here. One year, a family of ducks moved onto our roof. One year, a swarm of bees tried to set up house in a bush near our loading bay. They got moved to a raspberry farm in the valley. I also experienced so many holidays, festivals, special library events, and other celebrations, each of them so much fun. And of course, each year it has been my privilege to attend the medal ceremony for the Summer Read Club. I've probably placed over 1,000 medals on young readers, and this is always my favorite day of the year. There is nothing more important in public libraries than encouraging young people to love reading. Is there anything else you'd like the community to know? It has been an honor and a privilege to be part of the new Westminster Public Library for the past 17 years. Library users are the most fantastic people, and getting to know so many of them over the years has been a wonderful experience. Their love of reading, learning, technology, and the library has kept me on my toes. They are passionate about their love of the library, but also honest and direct when they aren't happy with us. It's been a great challenge to meet their expectations, and one I hope I've been able to accomplish. Public libraries aren't about chief librarians, they're about all the hard-working staff, the many users, and the community we serve. I am just a very small part of the library, and grateful to have had this experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, except retirement. Follow Teresa McManus on Twitter @TeresaMcManus, email tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.